Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Testing.
Are we all good? Are we up and running?
We're up
Are we up and running? Here
we are
go.
Going. I wish I knew what podcast this was so we could say this is our 100th and something episode.
Well, how can you not know? Can you just look on the thing?
I could probably look it up somewhere. I could look it up under...
Won't the numbers be on it?
No. What do you mean? No, I'd have to look up on Riotcast or...
So Google it.
iTunes, I don't have time for it. It's a little later in the evening. We don't usually do our podcast at 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, but I'm leaving town tomorrow to go to Snappers in Palm Harbor.
We would have to get up at 6 in order to do the podcast.
6 a.m.? Couldn't do that.
To do the podcast?
No, I wouldn't get up that early. If I was going to fly that early... But
honey,
I'm going. I am leaving.
Put some lotion on your hands.
I'm going to Palm Harbor. Snappers.
Oh my God! They're
what?
So
my,
dry.
My wedding finger is swell. I mean, it's
swollen.
It's swelling up. I don't know. Right here, like my ring used to slip right off sometimes, but I think I'm retaining water.
Oh.
I don't know why. I didn't eat a lot of salt.
You're super dry.
It's because of the weather.
Mm.
My hands are dry.
Do you wear gloves when you golf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just asking. Well,
you wear a golf glove. But it's been so cold, I've been wearing my Under Armour gloves with grips on them.
Mm.
They're like golf gloves, but I've been wearing two of them.
Wow. Isn't this fascinating?
You just asked me it.
I know, and
I don't know what it is about Diet Pepsi that gives me like a stomach ache, but Diet Coke doesn't.
I'll
remember
that. I think
it's a little sweeter.
Next time I go to the grocery store, the supermarket. Do you say grocery store or supermarket?
Either one. I usually say grocery store.
Supermarket always sounded so snooty to me.
I say supermarket too.
That sounds like something people say on TV.
I'll go.
Are you going to the supermarket? But real people say, you going to the grocery store?
If where you're from, you probably go, you're going to the market.
No, nobody ever said that.
Oh.
No.
Yes, going to the market.
No. We just said, are you going to the store? We didn't have to differentiate. It was all on the one thing. Stop.
I would go, quit grabbing me.
Because you're picking your nails and it's driving me nuts. Somebody tweeted me and was like, leave him alone about his nails.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of people are on my side. A lot of people.
This is exactly how you think. My side, your side. Like,
yeah.
That's why you do the podcast, because you're like, you check it off in your head at the end of it. I won that one.
No.
You think, if you were in yoga, you'd be like, trying to win.
Excuse me.
Some things are not about winning and losing.
Yoga is. I wonder, how come, you know, like, they have CrossFit tournaments, they have weightlifting competitions, they never have yoga tournaments, do they?
I'm sure they do.
And I don't know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, girls are wearing these workout pants around like they're regular clothes.
Oh, my God. This is just coming into your consciousness?
Have you noticed it, too? It's unbelievable. Like, they're wearing them.
They're wearing tights without any kind of cover-up.
Yeah, like, and it's
like, they used to, like, it became, like, you'd wear tights with a long T-shirt and then, you know, a shorter T-shirt. Now, no, it's like a crop top and tights.
It's just like your ass.
It's gross.
I'll go
on fucking record and saying,
I don't think it's completely gross.
It's a little gross to have the outline of your vag just flaunting it around.
Yeah, but no, but if they have a nice ass, you could see exactly their ass.
Yeah.
I wonder if people...
It'd be like if men just walked around in those speed skater pants.
Well, I saw on Facebook a new bathing suit for ladies. It's just, it looks like an old tampon or something. Like, it just covers your...
Oh, like, just... But yeah. How does it stay up?
I have no idea. Probably
must have like
Velcro to the hair or something.
No. Oh, there's no
straps. Nothing.
Straps.
It's just like, ew, a thing. It's like a pad that covers just your puss.
Wow. I hate the term puss. Pussy's fine, but puss.
It's for people that don't have time. They're in a rush, so they say puss. So we had last night on our radio show, we had a great singer. What was her name? What's her name again?
Anya Marina.
She was a delight. And a lot of people on iTunes on Twitter are very happy. Loved her music. Were downloading her songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that what do you call it?
Let's start over.
What do you mean, let's start over?
This is too boring.
Okay, so we'll start now.
Okay.
How's it going? Testing, 1, 2.
We're up and running.
Testing, 1, 2. So peeling your soda is exciting?
My job is just color. I'm not supposed to be bringing it.
Well, I don't have
it's
anything.
It's your podcast.
It's not mine.
Yes,
it's yours.
Is.
You don't want anyone to do
you're,
it.
No. You're the main subject of the podcast.
No.
My wife hates me. I don't have a wife. This is about you.
I'm not.
People say to me all the time, your husband's podcast. And I'm just on it.
I am going to get killed this weekend at work. I'm going to get killed.
Like literally shot in the head?
No, I'm not going to make any money. I'm doing a door deal at a place that's super small to begin with. I'm going down there because I want to play golf at Innisbrook.
Well, then you're not taking a killing. You booked it in order to play golf.
Well, no.
So offset your golf costs.
No, but I mean, if it was the winter... I mean, I'm playing a nice course at Innisbrook, but I do want to make money. But this fight Saturday night is gonna. Everybody's gonna see this fight.
Well, there's nothing you can do. Just put it out of your head.
How can I? I don't know. I want to see this fight. Not even a boxing fan, but this is a big fight.
Then
do you know who it is? Do you know the two people fighting? If you know who it is, I'll give you $10.
No.
20.
I'm not going to play for that.
What do you want? What do you want if you know who the two people fighting are?
Holyfield.
Who are the two? Come on.
I don't know who they are.
I'll give you one name.
One is a friend of Bieber's, right?
I don't know who his friends are.
And the other guy is Mexican.
Okay, how about, I'll give you the name.
One's a black guy that's very, very cocky.
Yes.
And the other guy is a hard luck, what do you call it? Hard scrabble story of...
From
Venezuela or something.
Mexico or somewhere.
Mexico.
Mayweather and Pacquiao.
There you go.
I probably said Pacquiao's name wrong, but quit peeling that.
Sorry, I just had to get it off now. Done. Done.
You know, Justin Bieber is a good guy. He stopped in at a prom the other night.
Oh, God. Is this one of those stories? I fucking hate these stories.
He stopped in and just was dancing with all the kids and hanging out.
It drives me nuts.
Why?
Because they know they're going to get good press out of it. His agent set it up. It's like...
No, how do you know he wasn't driving by and saw it?
No, because I know that that his people tell him this would be a good thing to do, you know, and then it gets videotaped and all the vids go viral and you
doesn't
know,
matter. But the kids,
I don't care.
It.
I don't care. You know, it's like when it's always like celebrities doing good stuff. You know, they think they're so great that showing up someplace is going to just make all the difference in the world.
I remember when Rodney used to show up at Catch, people would go nuts. He showed up at a prom, on a prom show once, but he was a little, let's say, tired.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like, whoa, what the fuck?
Rodney, what was he doing?
Who knew?
Nodding off?
No, he just wasn't really doing stand-up.
Oh.
He went up in his bathrobe, I think.
Oh, weird.
He says, but it was still Rodney. They got to see Rodney on their prom.
Well, one time I saw... Isn't it fascinating, too, Dangerfields is still like a club?
This was at Cat Show.
I know, but like people still go, oh...
Like, I haven't been in Dangerfield in years.
No, I've been there in there one time in my whole life.
The last time I was in Dangerfield.
It's when people go, oh, I have a set at Dangerfield. I'm always like, really? Like, it's so crazy to
me. The last time we went to Dangerfield is when they showed the documentary or something about Rodney. Remember? From Comedy Central?
Was that at Dangerfield?
Yeah, remember we went in? It was a red carpet.
Yeah, I do remember.
What was it for? It was a movie about Rodney or a tribute. It was a documentary, maybe.
Yeah.
And his daughter put it together, but that's the last time I was in there. Maybe I should go in next time I'm in New York.
Let's do it. Let's just go in there.
They won't even know who we are.
So?
I used to work there all the time.
You did?
Yeah.
I only went on there once.
Years ago.
I didn't enjoy it.
I worked the improv when it was there.
One time Jessica Curson was like to me, said she's going to do, this was years ago, she said she's going to do Dangerfields. And I go, you work that club? She goes, oh my God, it's awful. It's terrible.
But
people throw stuff at you.
No, they don't.
Yes, she told me once that somebody threw a bag of chips at her or something. She goes, it's horrible. It's the worst. It's like being gang raped. But they let you do a half hour. Why? Where are you going? I don't know how to do it without you.
Yeah, you do like 30-minute sets there. Well,
It's like, who wants a 30-minute horrible set?
This is how I got in trouble. Norton went on before me there, and he had a big fight with somebody in the audience, right? And just some girl, this and that, and who knows. So then I'm on stage, and he calls me, and he said, are you still, are you on stage? I go, yeah. He said, put the phone to the mic. So I put the phone to the mic. He started calling the girl a cunt and this and that.
Who did?
Norton. Like, he was on before me. Are you going to listen?
I'm listening. Why are you mad?
Because you're coughing and not listening.
Rich, I'm not trying to cough.
He was on before.
Are you a human? Are you human?
Yes.
Okay, well, back it up.
But I tell a story and you're just staring at me, not listening.
I was listening.
Okay, what happened?
I was trying not to cough.
What happened? Tell me the story.
Norton went on. And
when?
Then you went on after and he took the mic and he was calling a girl a cunt and stuff.
No, you're 100% wrong.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's why I said what? I'm not sure I understand.
Okay.
I needed clarification.
He went on and then left the building. Then I was on and he called me.
Okay.
He said, can you put your phone to the mic?
All right.
He started calling the girl a cunt, this and that. And then they stopped. They were mad at me and said, you can't work here anymore. I go, I didn't say it.
Didn't have to put the phone to the mic.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
I know, but when you found out what he was saying, what did you do?
I'm not going to cut him off. But he didn't get in trouble. I did, and I don't care.
He didn't get in trouble?
No. That was funny. So
That's so Norton, though.
Why?
Not do it face to face.
You know, he was probably fucking, he was probably steaming in his car and just got madder and madder. And then just, I can't, you know. He trashed her when he was up there.
Oh.
And he probably got madder. You know, I mean, that club used to bring in the fucking worst people from, you know, their proms. Everything was, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what, then there was some good shows there. We had some good times.
Yeah.
We used to play craps in the basement. Me, Ben Creed, Mike Egan. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
What was your favorite club back in the day?
In New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Or on the road?
No, in New York. You know, the Dangerfield days.
Back then, before mm-hmm. Caroline's and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wasn't that good anyhow. Catch always intimidated me, but I did well there. The Improv, I did well.
Why did it intimidate you?
Catch?
Mm-hmm.
Had the best of the best there. And I was, you know, some fucking hack from New Jersey. So I guess I had probably my most fun at Dangerfield's. Because, you know, I hung out and stuff. I don't know. Catch was fun because we'd all go to the diner after it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and same with the Improv. I worked the Improv.
I never worked that club.
I worked a lot of the clubs, but then I, you know, I went on the road. I did a lot of road stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back into New York and, like, Catch wasn't there anymore. Then it was like a new whole wave of clubs, Caroline's and... You know, I started working there, Boston Comedy Club. I mean,
oh, that place was so
I fucking love Boston.
Frightening to me.
I had so many great shows and nightmares there.
Ugh.
I was on stage once there, and these three Puerto Rican girls would not shut the fuck up. They were so loud, and I smashed them so hard. And they got up, and they walk out, and one threw their drink on me. And I threw my drink on her soda.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking out, the whole audience started throwing their drinks on these three girls.
Oh, shit.
Not the whole audience, people from the balcony there and stuff. And I was scared to go back there because they could have been, you know, they were fucking Spanish. They could have had like Latin King boyfriends or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're always thinking of worst case scenario.
Well, what do you expect?
Well, don't throw
three
your
hot
drink.
Girls.
Don't throw your drink on some chick then.
After. Well, she threw it on me first.
Well, I know. But then you go, well, she might have Latin King boyfriends.
Well, if
so is it worth it to throw your drink on a girl
I wasn't
that
thinking
might
that.
Have her boyfriend kill you later? No.
No. First of all, you're fucking, you're so Canadian. You're so wrong. One,
The one telling the story that's like, I did this, then I was scared.
I was
because they might have Latin King boyfriends. I mean, come on. It's like everything with you is like, and then I thought I had cancer. It's always like such craziness. You always
it's
go to such
crazy.
A level.
Yeah, you go to the what
you had a good story there with the, and then I threw my drink on her, and then the audience started throwing their drink. Done. End it. But no, you couldn't end it there. You had to drag us in to your stupid psyche, which is like, oh, and then I was scared.
I didn't say
I was curled up in a ball for 2 weeks.
No.
Because I thought they might have landed. I didn't go back to that club for a year and a half.
I didn't
because
say
I didn't want to get cut by some Latin King.
I went back the next week, but I was very...
Did you? Oh, yeah. Glad you cleared that up for us.
I went back. But I was aware of what was around in my surroundings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because three girls, hot Spanish girls, and they were all hot. And that's what ticked me off. Just because they were hot, they thought they could talk. All right? So I got mad.
Oh, God.
All right? And I attacked them.
More of your gross psyche coming to
okay.
the forefront. Jesus, right? This is a shrink's
oh,
wet
really?
Dream right now listening to you.
No. Why? They were interrupting me because they were hot girls thinking, oh, we're hot, we could talk. And I didn't go for that.
Oh,
and I fucking beat them.
You weren't going to be manipulated by their beauty. You think you can get whatever you want because you was Spanish?
And hot?
And you was hot? Well,
nope.
Hello. I'm Rich Voss. Okay.
This is back in the day. I had no fear. I had no fear.
Oh, until 10 seconds later. Look at this, might be the Spanish kings coming after me.
Spanish kings or Latin kings?
I don't know what the fuck they are. I don't give a shit. Do you know why? Because our worlds don't collide. It'd
they
be
collide.
Like me like walking around thinking like, oh, I might get bit by a tarantula. Like it doesn't have any bearing in my fucking life.
Yeah, well, guess what? I played golf.
Oh, guess what? Don't keep saying guess what because you're trying to think of something to say.
I'm not trying to think of something to say. One, tarantulas, they're not poisonous, okay? They're not going to kill you,
okay?
Okay,
so a poisonous
all right, and
a rattlesnake. How about that?
Okay, all right. And you could get bit by a rattlesnake. You used to hike up in California. in those fucking mountains.
Okay, this is what I'm saying.
You don't think there was rattlesnakes here, you fucking dummy?
Yeah, but I didn't care. I didn't sit around thinking I'm going to get.
Well, because you're not aware of what goes on around you. Yeah, that's how people get bit when they're not aware of their surroundings.
There's no sense talking to you.
You're not aware of your surroundings. That's the problem.
I don't think of worst case scenarios.
I got you know what you would do.
That's what if you write a book. How about this is your name of your album? Worst case scenario.
No. How about your
name? That's a good title for a comedy album.
Why don't you name your book "Not Aware of My Surroundings"?
You can know what you want.
You're the kind of person like. That would have drove through Baltimore not realizing where you were going a couple nights ago. You would have drove through like, yeah, hey, what's going on here? Look at all the fires.
I would have said, come on. Lights out, boys. Lights out. Enough riffraff. Come on.
You would have drove through. Hey, look at these fires. Hey, somebody call the fire department.
I deal with shit as it comes to me.
Yeah, not me.
No, you're always planning for the worst case scenario.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes I do.
Worst case scenario.
Okay, yes, miss. You're right on that point. Sometimes I do.
Whoa, there she goes. Let's do little mimic voices.
Oh, boy.
Mimic voices. Because that's, you know what
Are people, you mimicking me? Are you? I don't like it.
You know who people who do that?
People who have AIDS. That's who.
People.
Stop giving it to me.
People. That don't have a response. People that don't have the intelligence to respond.
I'm dumb. 141.
Oh, really? You want to have an IQ contest test?
What is that? Just shouting out your IQ?
No, we both take it on the internet. You see how you do it, and I'll see how
I
do.
My mom told me what my IQ is today, and what? I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Let's hear this.
No, because it will destroy you.
Go ahead. Let me hear what your mom said.
97.
It's only 97.
And people think I'm smarter than you, so.
What's your IQ for real?
No, it's fine.
What is it?
I'm not you. I'm not telling on the radio. I'll tell you after.
Oh, hold up fingers. Okay, one. Is it one?
No, because I don't trust you and you'll say it.
I won't say it. Go ahead. Let me see. Hold up fingers. Come on. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing
it. No, you can't
game.
Say that. First of all, how does your mom know and how long
My
ago
mom
you...
knows because she worked at the school where I got the test.
Oh, what, in high school?
Well, your IQ doesn't change.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's how dumb you are.
No. You think Raina's is smart now as she will be when she's 25?
It's not a test of how smart you are. It's a test of your potential.
Yes.
What you can.
Yes, you're right. But your brain doesn't. What do you call it?
Your brain doesn't. It's. This is why the IQ tests get so much.
Your brain does not mature.
Negative.
It has to mature over time.
Reg,
you think you're saying
you have the same IQ when you're born as when you die, unless you're in a car accident.
You're wrong.
No,
you're wrong. Your IQ. I wish
we were on radio right now so people could call in and tell me I'm right.
No, because you.
Well, she doesn't take the same test as you.
Yes.
It's geared for the age.
Yes.
But that's what people say is wrong with it. IQ test is geared towards white men, upper middle class, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So
no, there's a lot of math questions, a lot of figuring stuff out, a lot of...
Now, you've never read anything about this, right? You've never, like...
I've taken the test.
You've taken the test, but you've never read any study on it, or you've never, like, read anything about IQ. Is that correct? Is that fair? Just answer the questions, yes or no. Have you ever read a study or an article even that's what IQ is and how it's tested?
No.
Have you ever read anything, an article or listened to a podcast or anything of that nature where they described like why people don't like IQ tests or don't think that they're accurate?
No.
No. So you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yes, I do.
How can you possibly
Common sense.
No, because you're talking about what you know, and that's not what IQ is testing. Yeah. It's testing your intelligence quotient.
Yes.
Okay.
But
it's not testing what you know. If you want to test what you know, you go in Jeopardy.
No, I know that. But yes, it is. It's testing you solving problems, So for you to solve problems, you have to know
you
how
either
to
know
solve that problem.
How or you don't. That's what IQ is.
No, you have to know how to solve. Mm-hmm. You have to know math. You have to know.
Oh my God. People.
Oh, are you?
You may be the smartest, dumbest person alive.
You may be the dumbest person alive because.
Go ahead. I don't like talking about things I don't know about, and I'm freely
I don't mind.
Talking about
I'll
this.
Talk about.
I'm freely talking about this because I know I'm right.
What's your IQ then?
No, I'm not telling you, but it's over 200.
Yeah. See.
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you after. I don't want to talk about.
No, that. Is it higher than mine?
Yes.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It isn't.
It is. I don't believe it. I don't even care.
I
probably
it.
Have a lower IQ. I got lucky that day.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it together.
No, I don't want to do it.
Why not?
I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it.
No, I want to see. I want to see how smart you are. Okay.
Do you want my mom to send the...
I don't believe your whole family. You're all in it together.
We're all complicit in making sure that I seem smarter than you.
Yeah. It just, you know, whatever. Bonnie's book, I saw the book cover and the title. Bonnie's book title is called You're Smarter Than Me.
No, it's
no,
not.
You're Better Than Me. Her book title is called You're Better Than Me.
Right. You're Better
okay.
Than Me.
You're Better Than Me. Now, how long have you had this title?
For a year.
A year now.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been writing the book? How long have you been writing
2 years.
2 years you write the book.
I mean, you write it for a certain amount of time, then you give it to your editor, and they take a really long time with it. Then you got to make the changes.
So how long has your project been going?
So the project's been going like 2 years.
2 years.
Maybe longer.
Okay, now when did you come up with the title?
It was my third title that I tried to present to them, so mm-hmm. about a year ago. I got it accepted.
Now, do you have...
Can you be less gross, just a teeny tiny bit? You're so disgusting.
Did you sent these titles to your publisher. Now,
do I have proof?
Do you have emails and proof
yes.
of when you sent them?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying it was about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's called...
What? Why are you... It doesn't matter when or... It's not like...
No,
there are two different titles, first of all.
Okay, but relax. I'm just saying, so I'm going to make this clear to people before all the fucking bullshit comes out and starts.
I think you're starting something that might
not. No, I'm not. I'm just making people aware of certain
Well, people
things.
Know, if people have been following the Patrice thing,
yeah.
his working title right now is
I'm
better than you. No, better than you.
Better than you.
Which is similar, but almost the exact opposite of you're better than me.
Yours is called you're better than me.
And his is called better than you.
Okay. Now
but
they
you see
start...
how people might get mixed up with those two.
Okay. So you sent your title in over a year ago.
Yes.
They started this project, what, a couple months ago?
Yes.
Okay.
So
they didn't know.
The minute that I found out, right, they didn't
they
know.
They did not
the
know.
The minute that I found out, I alerted them
yes.
that it's a very similar.
Yes. They had no idea when they came up with their title.
Right.
Just so the people know, they didn't copy. They didn't know that was the title they came up with. But the second we heard that title, I called, and I will do that documentary the second they asked me to do it because, you know, I mean, I was such good friends with Patrice, and I'm friends with one of the producers and Patrice's with Vaughn. So I will do it, but I want people to know when this all comes down, they did not take this title from Bonnie, and Bonnie did not take this title from them. Okay? Although Bonnie's title was a year ago, but it's still called, what do you call it? Holy shit, why is it slipping my mind when two people have the same idea? Like when comics...
Parallel thinking?
Parallel thinking. That's all. It was parallel thinking, and we don't want people to go, oh... Bonnie stole this title, or oh, they stole Bonnie's title. No, nobody stole anybody's title.
But their title may change too, still, because it's a working title.
Yeah, but yours can't.
Mine can't change. Mine's already.
So it's in
already,
print.
It's already in the process.
Yeah. It went to print.
Yeah.
Not yet, but close.
No, I think it did.
All right. So, So don't everybody like go on Twitter, ooh, they did this, she did that. No one did anything. It's just parallel thinking, that's all. But Bonnie's title's funnier. You're better than me.
I mean, it's a little more comedic in my mind.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, better than you is a little...
Well, but I can see Patrice's movie being great if they do it right.
Of course.
If they do it.
Of course.
I mean, if they show good clips and
oh my god,
have the right people in it, you know.
Yes, I can't wait to see it, actually.
Here's some of the people I think that should be in it. Should I give my opinion on who I think should
be in it? Yeah, why not? Who cares?
Me, Norton.
Will Sylvans.
Me, Norton, Will. Keith, Kev.
Colin.
Colin, of course. Dante. They were friends at one point. I think they had a fallout, though. I don't know.
They did?
I don't know. His mom.
Dante the other day goes, hey, will you do my podcast? And I go, no. And I walked away.
He did?
Yeah, but then later he knew I was joking.
Was he mad?
He was like, he goes, oh, I didn't know if you were joking. And I was, and he goes, some people won't do podcasts. And I was like, oh.
He's on the same network as us.
He is?
Yes. Oh. Who else should be in Patrice's documentary? A million people. Who am I to cast his
but
documentary?
But you love casting things.
I do like casting.
You do wish you were a casting director.
I like casting.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Opie and Anthony have to be in it.
Of course.
Of course, right?
Right, not sitting together of at this juncture. on different days.
Billy, of course. Did I say Billy yet?
I don't think so.
I didn't say Billy?
No.
Oh, Billy.
Oh,
Bobby. Did I say Bobby?
I don't think
of course
Bobby.
I got a Bobby. Yeah, Bobby.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bonnie, do you think you should be in it?
I think I should be in it.
I think you should.
I mean, yeah. I had to follow Patrice at the Aspen Comedy Festival in 99.
I was there.
Maybe it was 2000.
I don't know. I don't know. If I was there when you were there, I would have banged you.
No, you weren't there.
We would have made out and fooled around.
I was single then.
I had some heat.
But Patrice was a ass, but I think he liked me then. I was being very, I would make fun of him every time I went on stage. It didn't help at all. I really couldn't follow him. Why would they put me on after Patrice every fucking show? I had to follow him every show.
Well, when I did Aspen, this person had a tough time every show, and now she's a major star, so it means nothing.
Oh, I wonder who it is.
Maria Bamford.
Oh, well, she's, yeah.
No one got her. No one understood her. But I think she was a little newer, too.
She's got
too.
Such a passionate fan base.
But she's so good.
Yeah,
she's really good. Fucking good.
Yeah. She's polarizing. People either really love her or they don't. I've met comedians that we like that have been like, I don't get it. They can't.
How can they not get it? It's
I don't
so
know.
Fucking good.
I don't
good.
Know.
Not only is it good, not only is the material good, the concept is good, the characters are good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
What they said was, if you wrote it down, you wouldn't. There's no jokes. It's just. But that's.
Who cares?
Ridiculous. It's like the way that you interpret the material.
If you wrote
Steve Martin's
stuff down, it wouldn't be.
It's all jokes. Are you kidding me? That's a terrible example.
Steve Martin, really?
Yes.
When he put arrows in his head and when he put came out with a gas pump in his hand.
But okay. All he did was jokes. That's all he did.
No, he did a
gag
lot.
Gag after gag after gag.
No,
yeah.
He did a lot of visual stuff.
Okay, but that's not what they mean. That's not what they mean if you write it down. That's not what they mean.
Yeah.
You're just saying like, oh, like somebody who acts stuff out.
No, he did a lot of fucking wild and crazy stuff.
Oh my God.
And he would do it.
That's not what they meant.
Okay. If you wrote Gallagher stuff down.
Nope. Nobody thinks he's funny.
Smash a watermelon.
That's not the point.
I know
the
point. I know the what you're saying.
You
if
do?
You wrote, if you read Stephen Wright's stuff, you would go, "That's great."
Right.
Because, okay, if you read, you know, my stuff,
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, you go okay. Great. You know, if you read my stuff, you would go brilliant.
Attell. Okay. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I skipped past you.
Then back to me. Or Chris Rock.
Really good. Yeah.
Chris Rock. Brilliant. Okay. Maria Bamford. Genius. No other comic is at a level that of her fucking comedy. No.
You're putting her at the top of the pyramid?
Well, yeah, I think she's up there because, one, the material, two, just, I've heard some stuff and the concepts are so fucking far-fetched and...
But real.
But who could think of this? And then the voices, the characters, it's like a fucking...
It's like you're watching a play.
It's like you're watching a TV show. Like you're watching Saturday Night Live with one person.
Mm.
I'm telling you.
I wonder
you.
Why she never got on Saturday Night Live, actually. That's like a weird... I wonder if she auditioned. I bet she
did.
Well,
let me tell you. Big fan, Rich Voss, Maria Bamford.
You love
and
her.
And Janine Garofalo.
Right.
I'm big fan. Big fan of those two when it comes to... and Sarah, last night when she walked in, just she lit up the table.
Oh, yeah,
her
you
presence.
Got excited.
Her presence.
You actually stopped trashing people for a minute.
No.
Got a little quiet and...
No, because I think... All in all, she's nice and a good person. She does a lot of stuff for people. She helps people out. She does documentaries. And
I bet she would just only really want you to say one thing about her.
And she's funny.
There you go.
And I told her I loved her in that movie.
You always tell her that, by the way.
I've told her that once in my life.
That's the second time I've heard you tell her that.
No. No, I've never said it before. I said it to you before, but I've never said it to her before.
Okay.
Because she got punched in the face. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And it hurt her.
Yeah, in the way of the gun. I never said it to her. I said it to you.
She said she really did get punched and it really hurt.
Yeah.
But not on purpose.
And then Louis sat down. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Then we started showing old videos, stand-up of me and Keith. Back in Keith was fucking...
I didn't recognize him.
He's a fucking...
Somebody held the phone up for me and I was like, who is that? And they were like, it's Keith. I did
all this
not.
Energy
he had, like,
and
what are those things
a flat
called?
Top.
Yeah.
All this fucking energy.
Oh my God.
It was fucking
I had
hilarious.
No idea who that was. And also, he would never dress like that. He was wearing some very colorful vest.
Four different color shirt or something. He said Sinbad told him to wear that, right?
Oh my God.
Fucking idiot. He listened. Sinbad told him how to dress. Clothing by Sinbad.
Oh my
who
God.
I think is one of the funniest fucking guys around, too.
I
remember,
know.
Remember
I don't tell people that usually.
Why? When we watch that
I know,
special,
because I don't know. I mean,
how fucking funny was it?
I know, but we were just in our bedrooms. I don't know how discerning we were.
What are you talking about? That thing was so... We only watched like 20
really
minutes. Going, how fucking funny is this guy? I'll never be that funny. That sucks when you see somebody that funny. You go, I can't be that funny.
You can be that funny.
No, that's... No.
A Sinbad, please don't. Please don't put him up to this like level that you can't surpass. You can't surpass Sinbad.
No, it's a different type of comedy. And what he did, well, the 20 minutes I saw was fucking, it was like 3 years old, this special. No, we're only at 37 minutes.
Huh.
It was like 3 years old, this special that we saw. He did it like with some band behind him or some
yeah.
rock club. And the fucking first, what we watched 20 minutes was hands down fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Funny. There you have it. You want to know about anybody else? You want to hear not funny? We could do some of those.
When my book comes out, are you going to read it?
I'll wait till it comes out on tape.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're never going to read it, are you?
I'll probably read it, yeah. Why?
No, I don't know. Why?
Because, yeah.
You make me read all your emails, for God's sakes.
I've never.
You do. Can you come read this before you send it? You're always doing that. But it's like weird. It feels.
Hey, did we do a podcast?
It feels wrong that you're not interested in it at all.
Have we done a podcast since you got
like
back?
Like, I had all these pictures of myself because they wanted it for the book.
Yeah, I looked at them.
You barely looked away from your phone to look at them.
Oh,
I would be pouring over pictures of you.
I didn't know you wanted me to help you pick them out.
No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted you to be interested.
I was interested. I consume stuff really quick. I look at it.
Yeah, boom. But don't you ever think about the other person? Like, I wonder what she wants. Like, I wonder what would make her feel good right now.
I know it would make you feel good to tear me down.
No, I'm not tearing you down.
We were having a nice discussion.
I'm not tearing you down. Stop being defensive. I'm asking a question.
That's being negative towards me. You didn't look at my pictures. You don't do this. You're not doing that. That is not positive talk. I'll read your book.
I feel like a battered wife right now when you start doing this. When I bring up something that bothers me and you turn it around.
Oh, you're bothering you. It bothered you I didn't look at him that long?
What did I just say? I said it feels like you're not interested in me. You've never asked about the book. You've never said like, oh, sure. Can I just read a chapter? Never once ever questioned anything as you saw me sitting there writing all the time. Well, what are you writing about, or what's going on, or
things I'm interested in.
Tell me the way you.
I've asked you about that book many times. Yes.
Never.
No. I've asked you about things.
You asked me if you were in it.
No, I didn't. I might have, but I asked you things. Look, when I've made my CD, you didn't ask, hey, can I hear it, or what are you doing with it, or how are you doing it?
I listened to it all, the whole
thing. No, you never heard
one. Yes, I did.
No, you heard the one before it, not the last one. And you didn't ask anything about it, and I didn't get mad. Certain things we do, and then at some point I'll go, yeah, let me take a look. I know I will help you promote it, believe you me.
Yeah, but that's not like,
and
doesn't make me feel like you give a shit.
I do give a shit. I give a shit about you. So, and I'll
read. Yeah, but wouldn't you want to know about me then?
I know a lot about you. You said if I read the book, I'll get mad. That's what you said.
I still want you to want to read it.
I do want to read it, but I don't want to get mad. You're the one who goes, he'll get mad if he reads it. You're the one who said that. You're setting me up not to read it. Who knows? I would even get mad. I know it's written well. You're the one always going, oh, you know, you've read stuff to me out of it. I'm going, that's fucking brilliant. So, don't act like I don't support you.
That's not what I'm saying.
Or support.
Don't twist it. Oh. Don't twist it into your own fucking weird defensive thing so that you can shoot back at me and make me feel like shit.
I'm not trying to make you feel like shit.
I just told you how it made me feel.
Okay, but I never try to make you feel like shit. You try to make me feel like shit. I don't try to make you. When do I start off?
Are you 7? What are you? You make me feel like shit. What? Who no, are you?
But I don't do that
do you
to
know
you.
How to have like an adult conversation?
Yes, you don't. Because when someone points out something,
then you go like this. If you go, it makes me feel like you don't give a shit about me. A normal person would be like, oh, that's not my intent. I do care about you.
Of course, I just said that.
No, you didn't. You're like, you make me feel like shit.
No, I said I'll help you promote it. I care about everything you do. I said I care about yourself.
But you missed the... No, that's not true. I did hear that. But you're missing the thing that I'm talking about, which is, why don't you want to read it?
I didn't say once I don't want to read it.
Without getting angry, then you say this, oh, is that what you think? That's not the truth. Here's the truth. Instead of getting angry and yelling.
I'm not angry or yelling. I didn't yell. Oh. I didn't say once.
You're getting completely flustered over there. I can see it.
I did not once say I am not reading your book. Did I ever say that?
You just said if it comes out on audio.
Really? I couldn't. That wasn't a fucking joke.
I didn't know that. No.
Really? When someone goes,
no, because you've never said I'm going to read it or I can't wait to read it. So yeah, no, I didn't know that was a joke because you hadn't set up like, oh, but I said a million times how eager I am to read it. You've never ever made any kind of indication that way. So yeah, that joke didn't play. That didn't track, as we say in the business.
Oh yeah.
That seemed completely on par with your personality.
No, when someone says you're going to read my book and you go, if it comes out on tape, you can't tell that's not a fucking...
No, I didn't. I just said I couldn't tell that was a joke.
Really? And you're a comic.
You can turn this around on me if you want to.
I'm not turning it around on you.
You can deflect all you want.
I'm not
deflecting. But the fact of the matter is, you still haven't said, I want to read your book.
I'm looking forward to reading your book.
No, you're an asshole.
I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read it when I'm traveling, when I'm on a plane, when I.
Oh.
Oh, do I have to read it in a certain place?
No, I just I was realized like, oh, because of the movie, when you read the movie.
What movie? What are you talking about?
No, you read the movie that I wrote.
I read right? Half of it.
Oh, you read half of it.
And then I started editing my thing. I'm sorry, you're working on another project, so I'm going to read the other. I'm going to read the other half. I said, I got a million things going on too. Okay,
but that movie is on. It's already on its wheels. It's leaving without you.
It's not going to leave without me. I'm going to get involved.
It is. I already have an investor.
All right.
I have a production company and I have an investor.
Good. If I just have to be one of the cast members in this one, then I will. But then I'll figure out a way to do other things in it. I'll help co-direct it with you.
No.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
No. No. You would have to read the movie. That would be a definite.
I will be.
Yeah, no, you've already passed the point of the passion it would take in order to be a director on it. So, no.
Yes,
you've already shown your true colors in that regard. No.
Are you kidding me? Because I didn't finish reading it.
Yes. Let's say there's five directors up for a job. And the first one is like, I love the movie. I can bring this to it. I can do that. I can bring this. Yeah. The other guy goes, I've worked on 17 movies. This is a little different. I'd like to challenge myself. Then the next guy goes, you know, I know all the people that can be cast in this. I have a great idea. The next guy goes, oh, I have the soundtrack in my head. Maybe I've got too many people now. And then you're like, well, I didn't finish reading it. Which person do you think they're going to hire?
Wait,
I never really got through to it. I got some other things going on. But don't worry.
But I do eat your puss.
Ugh, you're so gross. I got to go.
No.
It's over.
No, it's not. Sit down. First of all. Okay, don't act like, you know, I don't have other things I'm working on.
I didn't say that you don't.
I had to edit my goddamn fucking. So far I went through two edits. Okay, I'm gonna have another edit to do. You know, and I gotta get that out. I had an audition, big one yesterday.
I know.
You know, we all.
Which I had to give you a fucking talking to in the car about.
What do you think I would have heard something by today?
Yeah, you didn't get it. Let it go.
Well, the next day you hear?
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
One guy was in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to this guy. He was up there for a part. It was his fourth callback. It's his fourth callback. How many fucking callbacks you got
to
do?
You would be like, no, I'm not coming back in. Either give it to me or don't.
I would never do four callbacks.
That's the people who actors want to act.
I feel bad, but four? What are they making them go through four fucking callbacks?
I mean, people do. They do.
I go to them. You definitely got it. If they're looking at you four times.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to find an excuse not to want you. I mean, why would they put somebody through that? Four callbacks?
I don't know.
For the same character.
I understand what you're saying.
Four.
Okay.
How many, what would be your limit?
It depends. It would depend if.
And why would you use five directors? That's a lot.
I'm interviewing. No, I'm just interviewing those five directors.
And why did I have to go last? You should have put me in the middle.
No, because that's I should have just done three. I didn't know I had to go through all these different. What are they all bringing to the table? A fucking soundtrack. I mean, come on, I ran out. Let's be honest.
I know the best craft service company.
Do you need trees? I've got a shrub company. My brother-in-law. I know some of the.
How many callbacks would you do?
Well, this is the thing. If you started at, like, the casting director, and then the casting director was like, okay, I'm going to bring you back to the producers, and then you went back to the producers, and then the producer was like, now we're going to bring you back to with the star. Now we're going to do a screen test. Like, if it was always, like, going up, I might keep going.
But what if it was the same Jamoke? So it was...
But if it... No, you don't know that.
Well, I know
I wouldn't just keep going back to the same...
It could only have been... It could only have been two different people. Okay, it could
he's
have been.
He probably started at the casting director.
And now I went in with the star.
Yeah. Okay,
my first
because
time.
That, because the star asked for you. Okay, so that's different. But that guy probably started at a casting director and then went to the producer without the star. I don't know. I think the four is a lie, but, you know, he eventually is at the part where he's now auditioning
no,
with the star.
No, he auditioned with the star, he said, already. He said, it's great. He goes, you'll love him. He makes.
Well, then I don't know why he came back again. I think that's... Unless he fucked up and was like, let me just go back in and try again. No. I did that one time. I was like, I need to go back in.
The same day?
No, I went in like a day later or something.
I was on one audition once. It was so bad. I go, come on, let's do it again. I said that like four times. I go, that's enough.
You said that's enough?
No, they did. I go, yeah, no, we...
We can see that you can't act.
No, I can act.
Just having a bad day.
This was some dumb VH.
Well, when thing. I went back in for the second, I was like, I fucked up. I got to go back in. I fucked up again, almost exactly the same way. And then I was just like, thanks, bye. They were like, she just came back in.
I used to get callbacks for Sopranos. I got a callback, two callbacks, and then they saw me for another part. And I was always so fucking close with that show.
Auditions are the worst because you're never going to get them. I mean, they're like 99% of the time you're not going to get them. You have to make it your job to go on auditions like all the fucking time.
I got yelled at when I went in there once. I walked in, they go, we didn't want goatees. I go, well, no one fucking told me that. Don't fucking yell at me. That's what I said. I said, no one told me that. It's not
I've walked
fault.
Out of auditions before, too. It's been like, yeah, you guys don't seem nice.
No, really?
Yeah. Well, because when I was in L.A., I went to auditions all the time, especially when I first got there. All the fucking time. Commercial auditions, other, you know, sitcoms. I mean, I was constantly going, and I was getting a lot of callbacks, so that's all I did all fucking day. Drive around.
Ugh.
It was awful. And so sometimes I just didn't have it in me.
And you said what? What was it?
One time I went in and they were like, sorry to keep you waiting. I was so pissed. And I go, no, no, that's fine. I go, you guys needed to eat your soup. They were all eating soup while I was fucking auditioning. I said something really snotty about it. And I got the part.
For what?
It was for a show called Gross Point Blank. And it got canceled.
They were eating soup and they made you wait?
They were eating soup. And I don't know what I said, but I was like really snotty to them. And when I left, I was like, why was I so snotty?
I auditioned once for a commercial. I walked out, I go, that was the worst thing ever. And I got the commercial.
See?
And it was a local, but it was national. They played it national, but they pay me for local.
Mm.
How do you
dang
do that?
Dang it. That's
they were playing it all over the country, but they said it was local.
Well, that concludes our
no, how do you
audition
do that?
Audition stories for
what was
today.
The worst? Did you ever tell somebody to fuck off in an audition?
One time I went into audition and the guy was like, sing this song. And I go, I don't sing. He goes, that's okay, just try your best. I go, no, listen. If it's supposed to be funny that I can't sing, I'll do it. But if it's just for a singer, then there's no point in me doing it. And he wouldn't tell me if it was supposed to be funny or not. Yeah. So I just was like, go fuck yourself. I left. But I didn't want to be embarrassed.
You didn't say go fuck yourself.
I think I did. I mean, I would say shit like that all the time. I made fun. One time I went into an audition and I made fun of the fucking... I had to read all this stupid jokes. And I just kept going... Like, I don't know why I didn't think... Like, the people sitting there are the ones who wrote the jokes. And I go, oh my God, I'm sorry, I did not write this shit. I'm doing my best. And I went through all that. And this one guy, when I was leaving, he goes, excuse me, what is your name again? And I was like, Brian Fallon. He goes, thank you. And I realized later, he was probably the writer that was like, he was going to keep my name in his head to like fuck me over later in life. Because I was really mean about the, I just kept going, I don't know who wrote, this is horrifying, but I'll try my best. And I just kept like muddling through it. Like,
well, yesterday when I was going, and the last word I go, I was reading, and the last word I go, and whatever that fucking word is that I can't pronounce, I ended on it.
Continuum.
Well, I forgot it. I go, whatever the fuck that word is. They started laughing, and then he goes, let's do improv. or let's ad-lib. But his ad-lib was him just asking me questions, and he wanted me to ad-lib answers. I don't know if I was long-winded.
Sure, you nailed it. That's your expertise.
I thought it was kind of good.
They were laughing a lot.
Well, he asked, you know, yeah, how do I trim down there? I go, well, I don't bring a landscaping crew in. I go, with a fucking scissors, stupid. Pretty much, I don't know. I mean, I said, you know, some.
Oh, my God. It's embarrassing that you feel okay to retell some of your funny lines on your podcast from your audition. And then I said this.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this
you just talked about how you said how fucking who wrote these dumb lines and this and that.
I know, but that wasn't me, like. Oh, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. We're just talking about auditions.
But mine was more like I was being an idiot. I was wrong in that situation.
I was being an idiot by cursing and saying mean things and rude things. Yes.
You were being right.
No, I was cursing.
You were being right.
I went over the top.
You were happy about retelling some of your funny lines.
Nah, but who thinks they're funny? I probably walked out of there. They probably said, thank God he's fucking gone.
Jesus,
don't you wish you could
exhausting.
Leave a bug? Don't you wish you could leave a fucking bug
no,
in the room
no.
and hear what they're saying
no.
about you?
No. One time I hid behind my desk. It was a writing job. And I go to my, like, the boss was coming in. And I go, start talking about me. So I want to hear what he says. And I was hiding down there. And then I jumped up. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. I didn't want to hear.
To who? Your friend?
Well, the other writer in the room. Yeah. There was two other writers. I was like, start talking about me to my boss. I want to hear what he says.
Oh, my God.
Hiding behind my desk.
I would love to leave a bug in a room.
Oh, God, I would not. Like, that's like Googling yourself. I would never do it. Like, who
I do it all the time.
Oh, God, that's awful. It's so awful. I would never do it.
Like if I left a
bug. I don't even listen. Like, I won't listen to any radio that I've done or a podcast that I've done.
I listen to our radio show all the time.
You know, it's like I do podcasts for these people and they're always like, did you hear it? I'm like, no, I was there. I don't need to listen to
it. Well, I don't listen to those.
I don't like watching myself on TV. I don't watch any of my, the Red Eyes or the.
No, neither do I. That's
Larry
Wilmore's
or that kind of crap.
No, but don't put an S on it.
I said, or that kind of crap.
You said Larry Wilmore's.
Those kinds of shows I'm saying.
I did watch some Tough Crowds, I think, but I won't watch. I don't think I've watched any of my specials, like some of it.
Like I'll watch like my specials like 7 years later.
Oh, I would never watch it 7 years later because then I'd really hate it. Going, I fucking said that.
No, then I feel like, okay, it's like, oh, I was young then.
I had fucking a half an hour and that's what I said. Oh, well.
All right.
Anyhow, this week,
folks,
this,
be rest assured, I'll never hear this.
Listen to me. Wait, hold on. What should we call this?
What
should we call this?
All right, did you hang it up?
No.
I'm not talking.
This Thursday to Saturday, I'll be at Snappers, Palm Harbor. Then next Friday and Saturday, I'm in Middlesex, New Jersey at a place called Ellery's. And Saturday.
Follow me on Twitter.
Saturday, I'll be in Staten Island. Saturday in Staten Island. I got to find out the name of the place next Saturday. No, not this Saturday, the following, like the 8th and 9th.
All right, let's wrap it up.
But this week, Palm Harbor, Snappers, come out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.